Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Larry, biggest guess you can get right now in this time of wearing masks, not wearing masks, COVID-19, Dr. Rachel Levine, Pennsylvania Health Secretary.
And after the governor said yesterday, everybody that leaves their home has to wear a mask in public if you're within 6 feet of proximity of others or certainly indoors. Doctor, welcome to KDK Radio.
Well, thank you for allowing me to join you.
Well, we appreciate it. We understand trying times for everybody, but when you signed the order, let's clarify exactly what that means. So prior to this, we were asked to wear masks when we would go to businesses indoors. That would be the employees and the patrons. Now you're saying when we leave our home, do you want to clarify what that means exactly?
Sure. So the science is very clear that masks are very helpful in terms of preventing community spread of this dangerous virus, COVID-19. I've said over and over, my mask protects you and your mask protects me. And if we're all wearing masks, then the community is protected. And so basically, we want people to wear a mask when they leave their door if they're in public. So if they are on mass transit, if they are walking down the street and there are other people there, if they're in a park and there are many people there, we want people to wear masks so the whole community is protected.
And I know there are spikes, obviously, in COVID-19 infection rates, but the death rate has been low. Is the virus getting weaker, and are we overreacting with every bump in the charts? Or are we heading towards a mandatory mask days in the future?
Well, so there's no scientific evidence that the virus is getting weaker. You can see the impact of the virus in many of our southern states, including Florida, in Texas, and then out west in Arizona and California. They have a significant growth in the number of new cases, and their hospitals are also full of patients with COVID-19. We're very fortunate in Pennsylvania that under the governor's leadership, we've been able to keep down the number of new cases. But as you said, we have had some recent increases in the last week, particularly in Allegheny County and in the Southwest. So we don't want to wait till we start to fill up our hospitals in order to act.
I assume this is because nobody wants to go back to red or even yellow as a general rule across the state, correct?
That is correct. We don't want to have to have significant mitigation efforts like that. And so that's why we're taking these incremental steps, such as the mask order.
Okay, we're not red or yellow. What is your favorite color, by the way?
My favorite color is blue.
Okay, good answer.
We hope to get to that phase.
Good answer, the blue phase. How will your order regarding masks affect things like youth sports activities and things like that, even pro sports?
Well, I think that young people, if they're going to be within 6 feet of each other, should we be wearing masks. So we want to protect our young people, et cetera. And we'll have to discuss pro sports with the pro teams.
And, Doctor, you know that there are a lot of detractors that say, hey, this is just politics. Famous forensic pathologist Dr. Cyril Wecht was on the station yesterday, a couple of our shows, and was saying this is an overreach. And as a scientist, this creates confusion for us because we hear what you're saying, and then we're hearing other people say you don't have to do this. How do you maintain that discipline and get the thought through to the citizens of Pennsylvania?
Sure. So this is not a political issue. This is not a partisan issue. This is a public health issue. And, you know, really, public health experts are uniform about the need for mask wearing. Dr. Fauci, our infectious and disease expert in the country, was highlighting this on multiple news stations yesterday and had testified to this earlier this week in Congress. So it's very clear that this is a very important public health measure to protect and prevent the community spread, as has been seen in those southern states.
Doctor, the COVID-19 crisis took a horrific turn at senior care facilities and nursing homes, especially in Beaver County here in western Pennsylvania. It affected your family as well. Your mother made a decision to move out of her facility. Other families not able to do that, and many seniors have been isolated. Can you explain the guidance that you released last week to allow for visitations?
Sure. So you're correct. Long-term care living facilities, nursing homes have been very impacted. You have vulnerable seniors, many with chronic medical conditions, in those congregate settings, which put them at risk. So Pennsylvania had significant issues with this, as did every single state that has a significant prevalence of COVID-19, as highlighted in a New York Times article last Saturday. So it's a tough decision in terms of when to allow visitors in, because visitors could, in theory, be carrying COVID-19 and be asymptomatic. So we want to make sure that we don't introduce it into the facilities. But we do understand that people need visitors. And so we have laid out a three-point plan for those facilities to follow, involving testing and the number of cases that they have, et cetera, to allow visitors in.
Doctor, you and the governor shut things down early in Pennsylvania, earlier than our neighbors by a long shot. The numbers for low infection rates are in your corner. However, the guidance to allow patients recovering from COVID-19 to be admitted to those nursing homes with the most vulnerable seemed to run counter to a scientific approach. Why was that implemented?
Sure. So this was implemented according to guidance from the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services in March. And this is the same guidance that almost every state in the country followed. And it wasn't admitting new patients into this facility. This was almost always readmitting patients who came from the facility in the first place. So these are patients who had COVID-19, were in a nursing home. There might be other patients that have had COVID-19. A number of patients became much sicker. They were admitted to the hospital. And then when they were recovering, they went back home to their facility. We were in contact with every single facility that had any cases of COVID-19 and worked with them in terms of infection control and in terms of cohorting patients to prevent spread. What's very clear from academics is that the prevalence of COVID-19 in any nursing home is directly correlated to the prevalence of COVID-19 in the county where it was located. And so that really has been the driving force behind the number of cases that we saw.
Do we have any idea, Doctor, what went tragically wrong here in Beaver County at the Brighton facility where over 80 people died?
So I can't really talk about specifically about that facility, but we're well aware of the issues that had happened in Brighton. We had significant contact with Brighton on a regular basis, trying to help that facility. And also we saw the temporary manager and the National Guard went into that facility. So we're well aware of the challenges that they had. I'd like to emphasize that the Department of Health does not own and run these facilities. We regulate the facilities. We have provided infection control to the facilities. We have provided copious amounts of personal protective equipment, and if absolutely necessary, we've sent in the National Guard, but we don't own and run them.
And Doctor, we tried the lockdown and really hurt the economy. By the numbers, though, of infection rates, Western Pennsylvania really dodged that bullet. With the latest upswing in cases affecting younger demographics, is it now time to try that herd immunity mentality approach?
No, not at all. So herd immunity means that you let it burn through the community and so that up to 60, 80, 70, 80% of the community has had the virus. develop antibodies. But we know that significant numbers of people get very sick from this virus, not just seniors, but younger adults as well in their 20s, 30s, and 40s. And that would overwhelm the hospitals. As I also said, is that the prevalence in the nursing home is directly correlated to the prevalence in the community where it's located. And so that would lead to more cases in nursing homes. So we cannot let this virus burn and then count on herd immunity. What we need to do is through containment and then very targeted, almost surgical mitigation efforts, we need to prevent the spread until further treatments are developed and eventually a vaccine.
Dr. Rachel Levine, Pennsylvania's health department leader. We appreciate your time and willingness to answer these questions, doctor. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'm very pleased to be here.
I have one final question, doc, and that is from another physician asked, are people who are contacts, that would mean contacts with other people who have tested positive, not tested being listed as positive until they get a negative test? Is that true?
The only people that are listed as probable cases are not just close contacts, but family contacts. So if you had one or two members in a family who have documented COVID-19 with a positive case, and then another member of the family gets sick, we don't require that person to get tested to know that that's COVID-19. But it's not just the general contact.
Okay. Appreciate the time again, doctor. Thank you.
Thank you. Goodbye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.